and dumped an entire box of nails onto the road. As their car sped forward, the nails scattered across the entire street, successfully helping them evade the police chase. Just an hour ago, they had robbed a bank of $300 million. Anticipating a police pursuit, they had already prepared a plan in advance. After shaking off the police, they pulled the armored truck to the side of the road. They then transferred all the money onto a cargo truck. Immediately after, they set the armored truck on fire to temporarily destroy any evidence. What came next was the most critical step: how to transport the money out. Jack used duct tape to strap bundles of cash onto his girlfriend Annie's body. Since this money was stolen from the robbery, they needed a way to transport it safely and use it without suspicion. This was the safest method they could think of at the moment. It was simple to execute and highly effective. Jack then secured more cash around Annie's abdomen to make her appear pregnant. Annie then put on a coat and calmly prepared to board the plane. Jack followed behind Annie, maintaining some distance as they entered the airport. This was to avoid drawing suspicion from the security officers. Annie successfully collected her boarding pass and slowly walked toward the elevator. Just before reaching the top, she turned around to glance at Jack, but something unexpected happened. As soon as Jack picked up his boarding pass, security stopped him. His passport was being used for the first time and had no previous travel records. Security personnel had to question Jack about the purpose of his trip. Although Annie was extremely worried, she didn't dare to turn back. At this moment, she could only trust Jack to handle the situation. Fortunately, Jack remained composed and smoothly passed the security interrogation. Next, they had to face the most nerve-wracking part: the security screening. If they failed the check, they might spend the rest of their lives in prison. As Annie walked through the security gate, an alarm suddenly went off. The moment Jack heard it, he tensed up. He turned his gaze toward Annie, staring at her for a moment before quickly forcing himself to look away to avoid suspicion. Annie removed the necklace she was wearing and went through the security gate again. This time, the machine didn't trigger an alarm. Jack then followed directly behind her. Only at this point did they both finally breathe a sigh of relief. They quickly walked toward the airplane entrance. Just like that, they successfully passed the checks and escaped from the police pursuit.